Yo, what up, everybody? It's your boy, Sean McGill, and you're checking out my podcast, In the Hills with Sean McGill. Let's get it popping. First things first, you already know I appreciate you coming through and checking me out. But today we got a really good show. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Talking about the realness. I'm talking about the motherfucking truth. I'm talking about them hyenas. I'm talking about them motherfucking goons and motherfucking people that be out here in these streets. Now, if you out here in these streets, man, this show right here is for you. If you out here hustling hard, this show is for you. If you don't know where your life is gonna go, but you know you're supposed to be doing something special, then this show is for you. If you got a nice job, got nice credit, got nice hair, got nice everything, then this show is for you. Now, if you from America, if you from anywhere in the world, then this show is for you. Now listening to your boy, Sean McGill, In the Hills, baby. Let's go. Oh, yeah. We back again. I had to let you guys know a little something. You know, that intro was kind of crazy, right? But anyway, I appreciate you guys for real. And it's going down. We're going to talk about what is going down in the world. And then I'm going to share a little story about my life and everything that I've been going through, right? So today, we're going to top it off with some of the craziness that we've been seeing on TV and in the world that has been going down. It's been going crazy out here in these streets. I'm not even going to lie. People been asking me a lot, like, Sean, when you going to start talking about, like, the government? And when you going to start talking about what's really happening in these streets? And I'm like, what you mean? And they like, dog, gas prices are through the roof. The government really got no money for anybody but the top 1%. And we out here struggling. We trying to eat. And people out here thinking it's all fun and games. But there's some real people going out working every day and still ain't got nothing. So I'm going to tap into those roots. I'm going to tap into the people. Today we're gonna talk about it, and we're gonna let everybody know at home, man, it's okay to be, you know, yourself. It's okay to definitely express your, you know, inner thoughts, your inner feelings, because a lot of us out here, man, we scared to speak, we scared to talk, and it's not supposed to be like that. We gotta rise above whatever it is you're going through on your daily, and start speaking the truth, man, because that's the only way we gonna really heal the world, is when we start realizing, like, you know, other people's going through the same thing you going through, and speaking your truth, man, like, it inspires others. It makes other people really want to stand up and talk about what they got going on. Like, for instance, man, like, lately I just been feeling like I need to move out of LA. I've been feeling like, man, LA has got some demons, and it's got a lot of people out here that ain't really got my best, you know, best intentions, best, you know, just my best everything, like my best, like, you know, they don't let me, if I'm saying that right, scratch that, they don't let me be my best. They ain't letting me be Sean McGill 2.0. They ain't letting me be Sean McGill 2023 Sean McGill. They ain't letting me be the 30-year-old grown man Sean McGill. They still want me trapped in the old days, the old ways. And I'm out here trying to be a different person. I'm out here trying to live a whole different life, right? I don't like to sugarcoat. I don't like to hold back. If you heard the show before, then you know I just try to keep it as real as possible. Now, As far as the government and everything that's going on in the world, I will say this. It's about money. We all seem to be a little stressed when the money low. We all seem to be a little, you know, negative when the money low. Now, the money should not change us. I know it's hard to really think that, right? But if you really just let the money come to you, if you really just, you know, focus on whatever it is, like today, like I was thinking about, like, man, I'm not making the money that I want to be making. I should be in a different stratosphere as far as my career. But then I think about the work I put in, and I'm like, man, I put in hella work. But to the world, it's not enough. So I got to go back on my notepad and go, hey, Sean, what am I doing? Am I doing enough? Am I working as hard as I could? Am I putting out enough content? Am I taking enough pictures? Am I hitting the gym? Am I doing everything I could to be that guy, to be the top dog? And I sit back and I say, no. Me personally, I could be doing everything right, right? And I still feel like I'm in last place. I'm just a real one, y'all. I could be doing everything perfect, and I still feel like I'm in last place. I could be taking care of moms. I could be taking care of family. I could be taking care of friends. I could be in my friend's life. I could be communicating with my girl. I can be talking to her friends. I could be talking to her mother. I could be doing everything possible, right, to make everybody around me better. And for me to go to sleep at the end of the day, like, man, I'm really trying my, like, you know, hardest. But it will never be enough. It will never be satisfying until Sean McGill is satisfied with himself. He has to be okay with understanding that this is a process. You got to take things one step at a time. That's one of the major keys that I learned as I got older, right? I used to always feel like I need to do acting, I need to do rapping, I need to do photography, I need to do, you know, blogging, I need to do social media, I need to do, you know, serving, bartending. I need to do 40 things at once. Because, you know, Drake does the rapping and singing. Because, you know, Jay-Z is a rapper and a businessman. Beyonce, she's out here doing shows and dancing in her shows, singing. She's a multi-threat. She's a triple threat. J-Lo's a triple threat. She's acting, doing, you know, all these people that are hugely famous. And, you know, the top 1% of the world, right? They're doing more than one thing. They got clothing lines, alcohol deals, etc. But as I sit back and I look at these guys that are in the top 1%, I notice that they got on doing rapping first, or they got on doing acting first. Then they, you know, went from there to clothing. They went from there to owning real estate. They went from there to having a podcast show. Like, it's one thing at a time. And it's so hard for me to sit back and just do one thing. But as y'all notice, everybody that's successful does it one step at a time. You gotta complete whatever journey you're on, right? You gotta make sure that you, you know, get that A+ on that test, that final. You know, you wanna graduate to the next grade. You gotta do the right prerequisites. You gotta take the right classes. You gotta read the right books. You can't just go to, you know, your fifth year in college or your fourth year in college without going through 1, 2, 3, and 4. Same thing with life. You can't just get to the money without going through being broke, hustling, eating ramen, getting to save you a little bit, save a little bit more, save a little bit more, and get a better job and move on. You got to put in the work. And I stay forgetting that sometimes. Like, I'll be like, man, I got to get this money right now. Like, I got bills. I did put in the work. I deserve this. The check should be in the mail right now. Sign, seal, and deliver. I need the bag. But I sit back and I say, look, the greatest of the greatest people are now very happy with their lives because they went through so many hard times. The great people, you know, got broken down by their family. Their friends left them. Their girl left them. You know, everybody walked out of their lives and it was either like a make or break moment, right? They either had to fight or flight. You know, they had to make it from, you know, out of the hood to a nice neighborhood, or make it from out of the hood to being respected as somebody that's not from the hood. They had to go one at a time through life, one step at a time through life. And if I could give y'all any game, any gems, it would be that. It would be today, take it one step at a time, complete that first goal you have in mind, whether it's a podcast show, a clothing line, whether it's real estate, whether it's dating that hot girl that just walked by at the restaurant, you know, getting that new cell phone, or maybe even getting a dog, or, you know, nice little crib. Whatever it is, man, you got to take it one step at a time and start to envision it, plan it, and then you start to manifest it. Now, I'm not by any means the most successful man on the planet, right? But I'm starting to get the planet. Energy is so important. You know, the way we speak to ourselves is so important. I remember just the other day, I told myself, man, I'm never gonna be rich. I'm never gonna be successful. Now, realistically, how the hell am I gonna say that and put that energy out there and ever be rich or ever be successful? If I keep putting out there that I'm never gonna make it or this shit is too hard, it will never happen. So I had to step back from my guilt, from my shame, from all the past history that I've been through, and I had to delete it. I had to say, look, they see Sean McGill as one way. Forget that. I'm deleting the way they see me. I'm coming correct 2023. I'm coming as a whole new different person. Because the old me is dead and gone. You feel what I'm saying? And I hope you guys understand too that that old you is dead and gone. We don't need to be dwelling on the past no more. We improving. We doing big things. We putting out that energy that we gonna be the next big star. We gonna be the next big J-Lo, big Jay-Z's, the big Diddy's, the big corporate giants. That's going to be us. We're going to be the ones that's producing the shows now. We're going to be the ones that's taking over the network. We got to put it out there, though. If we keep telling ourselves and putting it out there in the atmosphere that we ain't ever going to be in them seats, somebody else is going to be in that seat besides me because I just don't got it. I ain't got what it takes to be in that seat. Or, man, they got them connections, man. They got their father. They got their mother. They got on because they got hella, you know, people in their corner. I wish I had people like that in my corner. Like, talking to yourself like that is going to talk you out of a bag. Let's talk ourselves into the bag. Let's try something new this week, man. I want y'all all to try this. every time you hear yourself saying, you know, I can't do this or this is too tough, I want you to just really, really try your best and say, you know what? I was listening to Sean's podcast and that dude got some real gems. Like, I'm not tripping off these bills, man. I'm gonna end up paying them. Like, it's gonna be all good. Oh, my teacher's tripping on me in my grade. I got a B or I got a C. Teach, watch what I do. By the end of this semester, I'm gonna get an A. Switch whatever you're thinking around. So, like, if that girl, you know, you call her, she don't answer, and you like, damn, dog, like, she must be with some dude, or she ain't really feeling me. I want you to say the opposite. I want you to be like, man, she must have not have picked up my phone because she's scared to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm that dude, man. Like, she really, really tripping. She know when I call that she get a little bit of butterflies in her stomach. And she got to, you know, put a makeup on when she on the phone with me. That's how cold I am. That she be looking in the mirror like, damn, do I look good? Hold up. Let me pick up this phone call. I got to look good for this phone call. That's how we got to start being. And I take my life for granted. I do the same thing y'all do. I stress. I worry. But I'm going to try this week to really do what I just said. And I want y'all to try to do that with me. Now, we're going to be right back for more gems, more conversation. Right after this break. Don't go nowhere. You already know what time it is. It's your boy, Sean McGill. We listening to the In the Hills podcast. Turn it up. Let's go. Yo, what up? We back. I'm gonna close this show out real quick, real simple. I swear to God, I'm at the fucking gas station. And I swear I thought I heard my ex-girlfriend on the damn music, but I guess not. That wasn't her. She ain't really my ex. That's my new Joni. But anyway, nah, I'm just playing, man. For real talk, man. I love y'all. You know, it's always going to be good vibes, good energy when I do the show. I love to speak to y'all, man. Like, it makes my day every time. And I can't say it enough, man. I'm going to tell y'all one last story before I get up out of here. This week, man, I went to Virginia for the first time. Virginia was very, very different than LA. Spread out. People, you know, just embracing each other. And, you know, there wasn't no, you know, I'm not going to say demons, but like, there wasn't no people really seeming to be, you know, out to get each other. Everybody seemed like they was cool living the job they was doing and working towards their goals. And, you know, they just seemed to be at peace as opposed to LA, where people get chewed up and spit out because we so superficial and we so worried about looking good and looking the best. Right? We worried about our ex-girlfriend walking up on us and she gonna see us and be like, oh, that nigga ain't shit no more. He's still the same. Or we worried about, like, you know, just not fitting in with the popular crowd. But worry about this. Worry about yourself. Worry about you leaving this world too soon and not being able to do or not having done the things that you always dreamed or the things that you always said you would do. Go take a second to go travel. Take a second to go get out of your comfort zone. If you normally play basketball, try playing soccer. If you normally play football, try running on the track. You know what I'm saying? Get out your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. Try something new. Man, exercise. If you normally walk, try running. If you normally run, try walking. Try something new today. If it's, you know, you normally get 87 gas, try 89. Try 91. Try something new. New is okay because not only is it, you know, you may end up enjoying that new thing, but little do you know, you're beating fear's ass. You're telling fear, I'm not scared of the new. I tried something new earlier. I'm not scared of whatever else is around the corner this week. I'm not scared if that girl's gonna reject me. I'm not scared if nobody listens to my podcast show. I'm not scared if I walk out wearing some $2 shoes if somebody notices it. I'm not scared. See my dog? See, he trying something new. He trying to bark during my episodes. He trying some new shit. But for real, I'ma let that be said. I'ma let that soak in on y'all. Get you some chakra. Get you some incense. Get you some, you know, get you some sage, man. Blow that sage. Get you some, you know, very, very, very good food. Eat some plant-based meals. And watch the Energy Chef. You gotta take it all in. Let the bullshit out. You know what I'm saying? Taking all the good. Let the bullshit out. This episode is like therapy to y'all. And I really do hope it gets through to the people that are suffering and the people that are too sad or too going through too much to speak. Just listen today. Listen to this episode today. And if you ever, ever, ever feel like you're alone, know I got you. And if you ever feel alone and you really, really feel alone, how about this? Share this episode with somebody. They might be feeling alone. Let them know, like, they ain't. Let them know we all out here trying to win. We all out here trying to ball. And it's a cool thing to ball. It's a cool thing to feel down. It's the cool thing to go through a fucking struggle. It's the cool thing to not have no money in your pocket. Let's change the world and let's change ourselves. I love y'all. It's your boy Sean McGill. I'm out. Let's go in the Hills podcast.